Hi, I am Lexa Rourke. I was born aboard the last frontier, where most people dreamed of new horizons. Me? I dreamed of a safe haven, a quiet life planetside, a home that didn't move, a future I could build with a family I hoped to have. Everything changed. Half the ship burned. I survived, my fiancé didn't. Nor did the child we were expecting. I was 4 months pregnant. The smell of the smoke still returns in dreams, as if the fire followed me to the surface. After that, the idea of settling down became unbearable. Stillness felt like drowning. Moving was the only way I could stay ahead of the grief. So I left the life I had planned, the research desk, the maps, the university, and joined the Free State Curry Riders. I was meant to be a writer. I studied planetary geography, planning to chart the world from the safety of a desk. But instead of drawing maps, I started living them. The riders took me in, the ones who handle the dangerous legs nobody wants, the mountain scrambles and the desert sink lines. They gave me an armband, a tender contract, and a chance to outrun my ghosts. I found a wounded Vera tangled in debris outside New Kuru, burned, terrified, barely standing. I spent 2 nights beside her with my ration stock and a strip of ship blanket for bandages. When she finally rose, trembling but alive, I named her Kelta, after the daughter I'll never meet. Kelta has stayed with me ever since. She's my compass, my shield, my only constant in a life that keeps moving these days. You'll find me anywhere. The roads fade into goat trails. I run dispatches for the Free State, and sometimes other kinds of work. Ezra Skirkenstein, from the Office for Special Operations, knows that a courier makes the perfect shadow, someone who can slip past patrols, trustions, utter trouble under the excuse of insurgent delivery. I don't yet ask Ezra why a job matters. I just ask where it leads. I speak fluent honk, and enough Trando dialect to get myself into or out of tribal territory when needed. Some scouts up north know me by name. Others only know the silhouette, a rider and her Vera cutting across the horizon like a single creature. My maps are my memories. Every bend of wind, every climb grade, every sheltering ridge, I write them down. One day, maybe, I'll finish the atlas I've been sketching since the crash. Something real. Something honest. Something for the ones who couldn't be here to see the world with me. Take over my role if you want to see our new planet the way I do. Not as a map, but as a living thing made of wind, danger, and unexpected kindness. Take it if you want to read the land like a second language. The slope of a trail. The smell before a sandstorm. The quiet warning in Keltas stanced up into my boots. If you want speed, solitude, and the freedom of never staying anywhere long enough for the past to catch you. If you can ride hard, think fast, and trust the bond between you and the only creature on this planet who truly understands you, then take my place in the saddle, Kelta. We'll be waiting.